January 4th, Daniel 11, 27. Jesus says, Daniel, inspired by God, states a truth which is now excessively overlooked. The mystery of the future and the other, greater mystery of the hereafter, may not be known, in the form and breadth willed by God except by those to whom God wants to make them known. Directly. Without intermediaries. Without props. Without devices. Without helpers. For the Spirit there are no limitations, or obstacles or confines or insufficiencies or needs. He is powerful, free, and instantaneous. He brings light and intelligence with him. Even an uneducated, or mentally retarded person, if assailed by the Spirit of God, becomes learned not with your poor human science, but with the sublime science of God. I said, I thank you, O Father, for you have hidden these things from the learned, and have revealed them to the humble. On saying Father, I was also saying Spirit, for the Father is one with the Spirit, and I am with them, and whoever blesses one blesses the three, and whoever is loved by one, is in the arms of the three, for there are not three gods, but one God alone with a triniform nature and a single unity. Great is the Father, great is the Son, and great is the Spirit. Powerful is the Father, powerful is the Son, and powerful is the Spirit. Holy is the Father, holy is the Son, and holy is the Spirit. To the same degree, the Father comes in His unity generating us. The Son comes with His saving origin. The Spirit comes with His septiform sanctifying flame. They come loving one another and loving, and make a humble person, the least of persons, into an eye penetrating into the mystery of God, a mouth speaking the words of God. Those kissed by God, are not the ones among men who, filled with error, are hungry for magicians and diviners. They are not the ones who, with histrionic manifestations, try to emulate God in themselves, and seduce the credulous without true faith. They are not the ones who turn their Satanism into gain. These are, and may they be increasingly accursed. Those kissed by God, are the ones who lead the chaste, mortified, and loving life of the servant of God. Those who flee applause and hate to be known. Those who, lost in the vortex of light that is God, with their hearts nourished with faith and the spirit of charity, remain like mystical mouths upon myself, breathing in truth and knowledge from me. Not coercers, not overbearing, not merchants of mystery, they receive what I give in simplicity, in love, in honesty. Not profaners, they would never allow themselves in any way, to stir up the atmosphere capable of creating, that climate which not I, who do not need climates and an atmosphere, I repeat to you, but their Satanism needs to receive the outflow of the evil one. Shammers of God and His saints, worse than shammers, parodists of God and His saints, regarding whom they put on an act which is sacrilege. Children, subjects, and ministers of Satan, His baits. Not a word of truth is in their mouths, not a light in their hearts. Deceit carries them, and whoever believes in them away into the depths of the abyss sought for by them. Nor can it be otherwise, for even the crafty one cannot know the thought of God to the root, and he does not say even what he knows, since he is always the serpent who sings a lying song to bring ruin wherever his jealousy sees, that there may still be a dwelling for the Lord. How can you believe in those phantoms, smoke from Satan's mouth, who appear to you to simulate what only God can send you for your spiritual guidance? And don't you realize that, if it is true, that God can accept your desire, to feel Him to be a loving Father more than most men so desire, it is also true that no one, I repeat, no one, not even the saint, can impose himself, and say to Him, Come, I command you. I come when, where, and as I will, in the hour and the environment I will. I speak to you as I will. And between the truthful simplicity which is my sign, and the simple humility which is the sign of my servants, on the one hand, and the deceitful prancing, and the avid pride of the opposing, false possessors of truth, on the other, there is an even greater difference, than the one existing between the sun and the starless night, and a vaster abyss, than the one existing between one shore and another of the oceans, whose depths in certain areas, cannot be measured by you. On this side are God and His truth. On that side are Satan and his error. On this side my hand is outstretched to bless the humble flowers who receive my light, blessing me and judging themselves to be unworthy of it. On that side my hand is outstretched to curse, because they are poisonous flowers of a putrid pool clutched by serpents with an eternally fatal venom. As for you, I say, this is my word. Receive it for your peace. The three crosses are the sign of three victims in this city. One is already bearing the ripe fruit which should be detached from the holy tree, in order to be stored in the city of God. peace has come for her, and, like Christ after his martyrdom, she is lowered from the cross, to be a seat for blessed life. Greet your sister soul. The other two crosses belong to two other victims. One is yours. It is still upraised towards heaven, because your mission is still, to last for a time. The mountain is desolate, and its threefold crown is sad. But see how close it is to heaven, and how much sky there is around it, and how far away the world is. You are already between the altar and heaven, O my dear victims, and the angels are around you to gather in your spirits, when you consummate the final pain. The vision will come closer and closer to you, for I am burning to see you live through my passion. But do not fear. Like a tenderly bending branch, so the cross will set you down after the trial, as it set down your sister, and heaven will open for you. Go in peace.